Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our soul.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
good morning to everyone. And what a welcome to all our families and friends who are visiting us and following us on television, the internet, or radio. We gather today, as every day, especially on this fourth Sunday of the Advent season, we hear how Mary went and visited Elizabeth, and John the Baptist leaped in his mother's womb for joy at the presence of Christ in Mary. We too should be joyful at the presence of Christ here in our midst in this Eucharist and on the altar. We do so by preparing ourselves by calling to mind our sins and ask the Lord for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Micah. Thus says the Lord, you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, too small to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient times. Therefore the Lord will give them up until the time when she who is to give birth has born, and the rest of his kindred shall return to the children of Israel. He shall stand firm and shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord, in the majestic name of the Lord his God. And they shall remain, for now his greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth. He shall be peace. The word of the Lord.
Let us see. Shepherd of Israel, hear us. Enthroned on the cherubim, shine forth. Rouse up your might and come to save us. Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. God of hosts, turn again, we look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted, the Son of Man you have claimed for yourself. Lord, make us turn to of man you have confirmed as your own, and we shall never forsake you again. Give us a life that we may call upon your name. Lord, make us turn to you.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. In holocausts and sin offerings you took no delight." Then I said, "As is written of me in the scroll, behold, I come to do your will, O God." First, he says, "Sacrifices and offerings, holocausts and sin offerings, you neither desired nor delighted in. These are offered according to the law." Then he says, "Behold, I come to do your will." He takes away the first to establish the second. By this will, we have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
We often say this, or perhaps heard people say this, how Christmas just sneaks up on us. As Catholics, Christmas should never be able to sneak up on us, because if we go to Mass, we see that there's an Advent wreath with four candles, and each week we light one. And so we know at least 4 weeks in advance when Christmas is going to sneak up on us. And so today is the fourth Sunday, and the reading talks about, gospel especially, about the visitation of Mary to Elizabeth. Elizabeth was pregnant with John the Baptist, a woman who was too old to conceive. Mary just received the word from Angel Gabriel. She too is conceived, and having Jesus in her womb, a young girl who is too young to be pregnant. And so they came perhaps to console and rejoice with each other. I was told that pregnancies can make the woman, the expecting mother, change a great deal. Moods changing, the craving, even of sudden of different angers, or perhaps sadness and depression even. But what do I know? I'm not a woman. About 20 years ago, at a certain church where I shall remain nameless, after Mass, a young lady came out, and as you know, people were shaking your hands and greeting and wishing you a good week. She came out and she said to me, "Father, I want a baby." And I just looked at her and I kind of smiled and said, "Are you not barking off the wrong tree? Shouldn't you ask your husband about this instead of me?" And say, "Oh, no, I misspoke. I want to ask you to pray that I have a baby." I said, "Okay, that sounds a lot better." Then about 6 months later, after Mass again, she came to Mass, and people again were a lot of commotion coming out and shaking your hands. She ran up to me, gave me a big hug, and screamed at the top of her voice, "Thanks to you, I'm pregnant." And you should have seen the churches grow quiet, really quiet. All the eyes were on me to see how I would respond to that. And I looked at her and I said, "Okay, you have permission to rephrase that." And she looked around, red face, looked at all the people. I said, no, thanks to Father prayers, I'm pregnant. I said, "Whoa," dodged a bullet right there. Pregnancy can be a great joy, but oftentimes we in our culture, we put spin and twist on it to make it something very different. A few years back, on the cover of Times magazine, there was a picture of a little beautiful girl with black silk black hair, brown eyes, long lashes. She was riding on her older sister's back. And the little have slogan or little saying said, Sister Savior. Her name was Marisa Ayala. She was conceived with this very special intention, hoping to save her older sisters. Her older sister had leukemia and they couldn't find a match. So the parents decided that to conceive another child and hoping to get the bone marrow from her to help save her older sisters. Of course, there's a lot of questions, ethical, moral questions as to the conception of this baby. What if she wasn't a match? Then what would be happening to her? Would she be killed, aborted? Of course, her doctor came to her defense that, why is it perfectly okay to conceive a child so Johnny could have a sister, but it's not okay to conceive a child so that she could save her own sisters? But we know better. Today, we come to this, almost the end of this topsy-turvy Advent season, and we are told of a pregnancy of Mary and Elizabeth. All pregnancies should be good news. But again, in our culture, we tend to put reasons and then to make it into bad news. Perhaps because the mother was too old, like in the case of Elizabeth, or the mother was too young, in the case of Mary, or maybe because the Mary's on the rock, or maybe she wasn't Mary at all. The family's too poor, be another dependent child, or the child might be Down syndrome, special. All these reasons to make the pregnancies become bad news. Had Mary not had the strong faith in God and her trust in the words of the angel, her pregnancy would be indeed be bad news. She was a young teenager, not yet married, and live in a culture where if you were not married and pregnant, the penalty is death, stoned to death. So all these, according to us, would be bad news for Mary. And how was she going to bring this news to Joseph, her fiancé, her betrothed? And about her parents, Joachim and Anne, they were advanced in years, it would kill them. What was she supposed to do? So she racked her brain, thought about, finally came to my cousin Elizabeth, a beautiful, wholesome woman, always positive, supportive, and understanding. Maybe, just maybe, she would find a way to help me to deal with this. So she did. She took off and went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Perhaps on the way there, her mind was busy with a lot of things. How am I supposed to approach her? What kind of words am I supposed to say to her to help her to maybe help me? And so she got to the house, and before she could utter her greetings, Elizabeth ran out of there, just embraced her, hugged her, and even praised her. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to visit me? Never in her wildest dream in a million years she could have thought that Elizabeth would know and say something so beautiful as that. So Mary stayed with her for 3 months to help her with her own pregnancy. And then she returned home. And so during this Advent season, we are challenged to look at the pregnancy of Mary, Jesus Christ, who came, unlike Marisa, who came she did not make a choice, but she was born to save one sibling. Jesus, however, made this choice. A King of heaven and earth, who was the creator of everything, Lord of lords, King of kings, he held his creation in his hand, and yet he willingly dwelt in the Virgin Mary to save not just one sibling, but to save the whole world. People in the past, people in the present, and those in the future. He made a conscious choice to come. And so we must reflect on this baby Jesus. Who is he for us in our lives? He is God, a powerful God who humbles himself to become one like us. He is fully human, who experienced happiness, sadness, joy, fear, death, and life. Everything that we could ever experience, he experienced. And so this baby is good news. He takes flesh in the Blessed Virgin Mary, and he continues to dwell in each of us. And we need to take this news of the baby Jesus to proclaim it to the world, where for them Christmas is not about Jesus. Christmas is about shopping at the mall until you drop. Hopefully you get all your gifts done by Christmas, or the gifts sent to you by Christmas. Christmas is about getting mad on the freeway because people cut you off and fighting for the parking space at the mall. Christmas is about partying, getting drunk, fighting with families who are coming to meet us. That's not what Christmas is about. Christmas is about Christ and how beautiful, how charitable Elizabeth was to Mary. All the kind, loving words to comfort her, and how Mary tended to her, even though she was the mother of God, tended her for 3 months. This is the Jesus that we're supposed to bring into the world, who are sorely in need of him. Let us now stand and pray. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Like the Virgin Mary, let us pray now, trusting that the Lord's promises to us will be fulfilled.
That the Church of Jesus Christ may always be joyful in proclaiming his coming, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Christ, the Shepherd of all nations, will guide world leaders and their peoples in the ways of peace and justice, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That as Mary helped Elizabeth, so we may help those who are pregnant to care for their unborn children, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick and the dying may not be neglected by those around them, but loved and strengthened, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Selwyn Puig, Pete Gonzalez Jr. and Minnie Gonzalez, Frank Garza Jr., Joe Cueva, Cynthia Schumann, Roy and Alicia Marroquin, and Carlos Isak Sr., we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. For all of these deeds, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O loving Father, your Son, Jesus Christ, offered himself for our sake. Grant us salvation in him, who is the answer to all our prayers. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands. For our good of all His holy church. May the Holy Spirit, O Lord, sanctify these gifts laid upon your altar, just as He filled with His power the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for all the oracles of the prophets foretold him, the Virgin Mother longed for him with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence when he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice at the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exulting in his praise. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim the Lord and profess your resurrection until you come.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Let us pray. Having received this pledge of eternal redemption, we pray, Almighty God, that as the feast day of our salvation draws ever nearer, so we may press forward all the more eagerly to the worthy celebration of the mystery of your Son's Nativity, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. There are a few announcements. The first is that after the 12:30 Mass at around 2 o'clock, I need some muscle to help us move all the trees, about 12 of them, and about 100 poinsettias downstairs, all the platforms and wood blocks and all these things to move it up here that we might set up for Christmas. And then tomorrow at 6:30 in the evening, we need some tender care, loving hands to help decorate, to make them look good in time for Christmas. So hopefully that if you want to be charitable for Christmas, maybe come out and help us a couple of hours, that I'll be very grateful. And last but not least, if you happen to be out of town for Christmas with your family, have a safe trip to and from, and have a Merry Christmas and a wonderful time with your family, and come back to us. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Please join in singing our closing hymn, number 482, People Look East, verses 1 and 4, number 482.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN.